Welcome to the Marriage Adventure Podcast, where the journey is the destination. It's the highs, the lows, and everything in between.
Hey, thanks for listening to us today. We're your hosts, Daniel and Bonnie Hoover.
What's up, everybody? It's going to be a great day on the podcast. So, this weekend, we had my parents visiting with us. And we live on the north side of Atlanta from my parents. My parents live in Middle Georgia, which is on the south side of Atlanta. And they're at an age where they just, it's not good. They don't like driving through the city, and we'd rather them not. And it's crazy in Atlanta always with traffic.
I don't like driving in the city.
No, I don't either. So we try to help them get up here. And it's always fun because we get some good talk time in the car with my parents. And so yesterday we're about to head out, and I noticed just some things. My mom had wanted to get her car detailed and all that, and she just didn't have time. And so we're actually gassing up to head out, and I noticed that their tire pressure looked low. Mm-hmm. And so we put air in their tires, and then right across the street was a car wash. And so we went across the street and got their car washed and vacuumed it out and all. And it hit me that as we were thinking about today's podcast, just the maintenance that goes into keeping your cars in good working order. Yeah. And this isn't something I was always good at. And I mean, when I was in high school and college, that was probably the common theme of my life, was that I was terrible on cars and maintaining them, and I probably ruined a few cars. But but our cars need maintenance to run, and they need oil changes, they need tire pressure, all that kind of stuff. And as we got to thinking about that in relation to the podcast today, it's not a whole lot different than our relationships, is it?
No. Well, and I was thinking the other day, too, not too long ago, you were out of town, and my car, I went and washed my car, and I got there, and I get ready to leave the car wash, and my car won't crank. And I go to try to get it to crank again. It won't crank. I lift the
hood. Just so happened the car wash place was running a special on starters that day.
And no, my car wouldn't start. And I lift the hood, and there's corrosion on my battery, like battery
acid. They hijacked you.
It was crazy. So they come out, jump me off. I go across the street to this little auto store, try to get a new battery, and they say, well, it's corroded on. We can't even take the battery out. You're going to have to take it across and get the whole terminals and everything replaced. I'm like, but I how did this happen? I mean, I get my oil changed pretty regularly. Well, then you reminded me, because you were like, 5-6 hours away, I'm on the phone, you're trying to track
down. I was out of town.
Yeah, and you said, well, you also need to go get your tires checked and probably need new tires. And I don't pay attention to that stuff.
Which is something I should have done when I was in town.
Well, I'm a girl, I don't think about that stuff, and you had told me you need to get your tires looked at. So I go over there, and they take off my tires, and not only did I needed new tires, but one of them was down to steel, and he said, it's really a miracle you did not have just a blowout and get that. I mean, it's a good thing that we got new tires that day.
He said your terrible husband should have helped you.
No, he did not. No, because my sweet husband in like 5 hours, 6 hours away called. You called around everywhere, and you found the best deal. You told me where to take it, and that saved me some time. So that was awesome. But I'm not great at that stuff. You pay better attention to it than I do, and I'm not good at the maintaining stuff. But in our marriage, it's something we both have to do. It's something that one of us can't just say, okay, I'm going to maintain this relationship, and the other one just be hands off about. It's something we both have to keep our eye on.
Yes. Think about the thing, and maybe you're not good with cars either, but you're probably good at maintaining something. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's your fitness or your health, or maybe it's your house, or maybe it's your job. So think about that thing in your life that you're really good at keeping up with. What if you maintained your marriage with the same tenacity and attention that we maintained our cars or our job or our house or something like that? And so that's what we're going to talk about today. We talk about all the time It's the highs and the lows and everything in between.
We spend a lot of time talking about the highs and lows because they're so prevalent and, yep. and they're in our face all the time. Yep.
But today, we're going to talk about the everything in between.
It's now time for some seriously funny dad jokes.
Okay, I'm going to read some dad jokes. You're going to laugh. Here we go.
Yes.
I hate those people who knock on your door and tell you you need to get saved or you'll burn. Stupid firemen. Some people eat light bulbs. They say it's a nice light snack. Get it?
Mm-hmm.
Lights. No, never mind. No. I cut my finger chopping cheese, but I think I may have a greater problem.
You great cheese.
How are you enjoying this?
Oh, yeah.
What do you get hanging from apple trees?
Apples?
No, sore arms. Last night, me and my girlfriend watched 3 DVDs back to back. Luckily, I was the one facing the TV.
That was so funny.
All right, here's the last one. Aww. My wife asked me if she could have some peace and quiet while she tried to cook dinner. So I took the batteries out of the smoke alarm.
That one was funny.
Goodness, that's the funniest thing in the world.
I know.
So we talk about that the marriage adventure, it's the highs, the lows, and everything in between. Today we're going to talk about the everything in between. Because it's the everything in between that gets you through the highs and the lows.
Mm-hmm. Well, 2 Corinthians 9:6 says, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. And I know this verse in context talks about the way we invest our finances and even the way we invest the gospel in other people, but it's so true in so many mm-hmm. areas. If we, whatever we invest in, will grow and it will flourish and it will reap so much bounty. And that's true in our marriage. If mm-hmm. we invest in our marriage and we maintain our marriage, it will breathe life back into us in the days to come. But if we starve it, if we don't invest in it, then we're not going to reap anything mm-hmm. except for heartache down the road. And so,
yeah, I've heard that the grass is always greener, and I heard the quote not too long ago, the grass is always greener. It's not always greener. It's greener on the other side. I just botched that whole thing up. Let's try it. Let's try it again. All right, so the grass isn't always greener on the other side. The grass is greener where you water it.
Yes.
Or where you put weed killer or whatever
yes.
on it.
Yep. If it's greener on the other side, somebody yes. over there is probably watering it.
Yes. Of course, our yard, the grass is greener on the other side because the other yeah. side is the neighbors and their grass they is so better. Much better.
Yes. Well, we don't maintain our yard as well as we maintain our marriage, hopefully. That's right. Maybe
right.
we're spending our time on
so
our marriage.
So when the neighbors look at my nasty yard, I just say, hey, my marriage is good.
Yeah.
No, I don't. I'm just kidding. So today, we want to give just 3 simple things that can help you maintain your marriage. 3 simple tips. Now, maintaining does not sound sexy. It doesn't sound glamorous. It doesn't sound romantic, mm-hmm. but it's got to happen. And it's called living daily life. And so if you can put these 3 tips in your everyday or consistently in your week, then man, it's just going to help you maintain and keep a level of health in your marriage, kind of like keeping gas and oil in your car. Yeah. Now, these 3 things, we actually got James Dobson teaches us these 3 tips concerning raising your kids. But we were like, man, these things are transferable into marriage, and yeah. they're not just transferable; they're detrimental.
They're foundational,
yeah,
really
they're foundational.
So the first tip for maintaining your marriage is they're all T's. They all start with T. Time.
Sweet tea. Time.
Yes, time. And we're not talking about just passing each other in the hallway or trying mm-hmm. to hand the kids off. Okay, I'll see you at dinner. You get this kid here. We're talking about even a few minutes of time every day that you can see each other, that you can sit down and you can have some face-to-face. Now, we talk about date nights all the time. We talk about, mm-hmm. We call them adventures, that you need to be having adventures together. You need to be having
marriage
fun.
Adventure challenge, hashtag.
yes, that you need to be spending time. And it's just being intentional with your time. We're intentional about the time we spend with our kids, but we've got to be intentional about the time we're spending with our spouse, even if it's short spurts, if it's that once a week you go out for dinner and get a sitter, if it's, we've said before that we take time at night, we put the kids to bed and we go to bed at the same time. Mm-hmm. And it may be 30 minutes before we fall asleep, it may be 2 hours, but it's intentional time.
It's grabbing those little spurts of time. And you may not think that there's anything big or monumental in it, but it's grabbing those little tiny spurts. Maybe you have 30 minutes, or maybe you have an hour, or maybe you're eating dinner and it's just sitting at the table together. Whatever it is that, you know, we say that we always, quality time is better than quantity time. It's hard to have quality time without quantity time, because quality, I'm getting my cues all messed up here. My quality flows out of quantity, typically. And it's hard to, like, if I never saw you, Bonnie, and then I wanted to, all of a sudden after, you know, 3 months of not engaging with you, have quality time, how hard would that be?
So
we've got to grab those little spurts here and there and just kind of grab them. So that's the first thing, is time. Here's the second T, is talk. Now, talk is much easier for most women than most men. Not always. Yeah. There's some guys that talk more than women. But typically, women are better talkers than men. We're not even talking about here the deep heart talks. This is the, what we're talking about here is the boring, mundane, daily conversation.
This is including each other in your thought processes. This is including each other in how your day was. And it's not just when our kids get in the car, at the end of the day, they get in the car with me, and I have about a 3-minute window to get the daily dump, is what I call it. It's like, because they get in the car, and I say, how was your day? And they always want to say, good. It was fine.
It was good.
But we always, as parents, probe a little further to say, okay, well, what was your favorite thing about the day? Was everybody nice to you today? I mean, did you...
You have to get creative with your questioning.
Yes. And the same thing is true with our spouse. It's not the, how was your day? It was fine. It was good. And move on. It's the telling each other the little things that happened in the day to include each other in your world. Just to say, you know, well... I went to the store today, and I know this is a mundane, stupid detail, but when I was checking out, you know, the register broke, and I was standing there for hours. I was so frustrated. Just including each other in a simple, mundane detail of the day lets you know, I had some frustration in my day today.
You remember when you were a teenager or you're a kid, and you would just talk on the phone for hours with a friend or boyfriend or girlfriend. I didn't, a girlfriend for me. And you didn't talk about anything important.
No.
You just talked. And I met with a couple the other day, and they said, we never touch base throughout the day. Like, he goes to work, she goes to work, and then they see each other at night. And that's uber important, is just the little touching base throughout the day. Maybe it's a text, maybe it's a whatever.
Well, we have this great app that we have on our phones. It's called Voxer, V-O-X-E-R, and it's kind of like a little walkie-talkie, and you can leave little short voice messages on it, and you can listen to it whenever you get a chance, or you can text a message through that. And we do that a lot throughout the day, that I know that you might be in a meeting or you might be in a counseling appointment, but I can leave you that Vox, and when you get to it, you'll hear it, and I can just send you a short, quick message asking, hey, sometimes it's about an errand. Can you pick this up on your way home, or call me when you get a chance? I need to tell you about this thing that just happened. But we touch base a lot during the day.
So you think about all those little boring, mundane conversations, the how's the weather conversations, the how's your friend so-and-so doing. They don't seem big when you look at each conversation. But as you put those conversations over a lifetime or over several years, it all comes together as this beautiful, I'm about to coin a phrase already, hashtag this, a quilt of understanding. Like it takes...
Another keyword.
We're talking T words. Oh, Q, quality. Yeah. So it all goes together in the soup, in the batter, in the mixture of getting to understand your spouse and know them better. So practice just the mundane conversations and get just a little deeper than the good.
Yeah.
Just explain your day. Explain things.
We talked about the time part, and we said that we go to bed at the same time. That's a great time for us to have talk, to catch up, to have the conversations we don't want to have in front of the kids, because it might be about the kids, or it might be just about our hearts that we're not, you know, our kids don't need to hear our deepest, darkest details of our day, because it's grown-up talk. And we get to have some grown-up talk as we're going to sleep at night. And so that's a good time to kind of build in some talk as well.
Mm-hmm. So time, talk. Here's the last one, touch. Time, talk, and touch. Touch is uber important. And we're talking from the 60-second hug all the way to sex. So let's talk about the 60-second hug first.
Yeah, it's funny. When you walk in the door, well, we've talked about love languages a lot that Dr. Gary Chapman has come up with in the five love languages. And if you don't know what that is, you can go back and listen to our podcast. But one of mine is physical touch. And when you walk in the house every day, typically I'm in the kitchen getting dinner ready, but you walk in and you always give me a hug. It might be a 20-second hug. Hugs in our house between us are like a magnet for our kids to come out of the woodwork.
Yeah, because they're at an age right now to where.
Yes, it cracks us up, because every time we hug, they come and try to get in on our little hug. And it's kind of sweet now, but it's like they'll stop doing that at some point. So we need to enjoy it. But
it might be weird when they're 17.
It might be. But there's something so important about just making a point for you to come and just, there's that physical connection we have. When you walk in the door, it means something to me. Mm-hmm. And it's that, okay, you've been gone all day, I've been gone all day, doesn't matter. And usually you do that about the time all the stress of my day has settled on my shoulders, and you come in, you give me a hug, and it just kind of, I can let it go.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, so just touch, even reach over, grabbing your spouse's hand, whatever. And especially if physical touch is on their, one of their top three love languages. That's uber important for them.
Even something as simple as when you're watching TV together, sitting on the same couch. I had a couple say one time that they had gotten individual recliners, and they felt a disconnect in their relationship. And they said it had been about 2 years they'd had the recliners. They actually, after they came through one of our couple checkups and we talked about the love languages and some of this stuff, they said they went and sold their recliners and got a sofa, because they said just sitting close together again was better for their marriage. Even just touching each other while they're sitting there watching TV.
Yeah, that's good. Now, sex. Let's talk about sex, baby. That's a song. So the scripture gives us the understanding of, here's basically in a nutshell, have sex and have a lot of it. And why? And basically scripture tells us you don't go long periods without sex unless you're fasting and praying or something. And that's because it leads to temptation. Now, it not just leads to temptation to look other places or to enter into a fantasy world concerning sex, but it also, it's tempting when you're not engaging with each other sexually to just say, and just get apathetic about it.
Emotionally pull back from each other.
Yeah. And I think that's another type of temptation that scripture's talking about. And so regular sex, weekly sex, we'd strongly encourage, man, schedule it.
Yeah.
It doesn't sound romantic. You don't need to only have scheduled sex. There needs to be the romantic out of the blues. But schedule it. That way you take the guesswork out, you take the pressure off, and
it keeps you emotionally connected.
Yep.
There again, it goes into all those things. It goes into time. You have to commit some time to it and talk, and then there's touch. And so all three of those kind of work together in sex, because you're actually connecting physically, emotionally, and God designed it that way. It keeps us bonded.
Mm-hmm. So time, touch, and talk. Yep. Those three things. Simple things to do daily, to do weekly, every week, every day, just to keep your marriage at a healthy place, and that gets you through the highs and the lows.
Yep, and typically we leave you with some action steps, but those, our whole podcast today were three action steps. So we'd love to encourage you to go have fun today, because that's something fun to do, just go on an adventure together. And you can sign up for our Marriage Adventure Challenge. And
that's right. Yep. Go to the website, theworldrenownedmarriageadventure.com. Sign up there and have a great day. Thanks for listening. Don't forget to subscribe to this podcast. Then head on over to Facebook and Instagram and give us a follow. Have a great week.